Welcome to American English Mosaic. I'm Mike Bond.
And I'm Lin Yang.
Do you know how to shop for the best, the most unique souvenirs? We will offer you some tips in today's business etiquette.
在菜单上标上卡路里到底好不好？我们在下面的节目中为你介绍。
And in words and idioms, we will learn what to give one's best shot and stop cold means.
All coming up on this edition of American English Mosaic.
Now let's go into our first segment, Learn a Word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
In a pinch. Pinch is spelled P-I-N-C-H. In a pinch.
In a pinch, 意思是在必要的时候可以作为替补之用。感冒是学生缺课的主要原因。新学年开始之际，医生建议孩子们在学校要注意多洗手。如果条件不允许的话，
Hand sanitizer works in a pinch.
免水洗手液也可以作为替代品。咖啡提神谁都知道，不过
A cup of coffee should only be used in a pinch, rather than as a substitute for adequate sleep.
必要的时候可以靠咖啡提神，但是咖啡不能取代足够的睡眠。好的，今天我们学习的词是
In a pinch, in a pinch, in a pinch.
For me, adequate sleep and coffee are both extremely important. Otherwise, I'm ineffective for the whole day.
Well, that explains some things. Kidding. I do think plenty of shut-eye is very important. People today tend to trade health for money.
I know. Did you hear about the Accenture analyst who died at his office desk, and it took his coworkers 5 days to discover the body?That is terrifying.
I know. A lot of young people will give their best shot in hopes of climbing the corporate ladder. But you got to listen to your body at the same time.
That's a valid point. 你正好提到了一个用法 give one's best shot. 我们来听听今天的美国习惯用语，学学这个短语的用法。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第877讲，我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson。
我朋友 Mark 受到我去跑马拉松的鼓舞，最近也报名参加业余铁人三项比赛，包括游泳、骑车和长跑。他知道自己不可能赢，但他告诉我说
,He will give it his best shot.
他一定会尽力而为。这也是我们今天要学习的习惯用语。
To give one's best shot. Give is spelled G-I-V-E. Give. Best is spelled B-E-S-T. Best. To give one's best shot.
大家都知道 give 是给 best 是最好的 To give one's best shot 意思是不管会不会成功都会尽力而为。我朋友 Mark 去参加业余铁人三项比赛他不太看重结果，但是
He will give it his best shot.
他会努力发挥出自己最好的水平。在下面这个例子里，一位男子正在鼓足勇气，准备邀请一个漂亮姑娘出去约会。我们一起来听听他是怎么说的。
She probably has a boyfriend. Or even if she doesn't, she probably likes rich guys or tall guys. Then again, who knows?What the heck? I might as well give it my best shot. If one thing's for sure, I have no chance if I don't ask her.
这个人说他八成已经有男朋友了，就算还没有，可能也会喜欢那种有钱的或者高个子的男生，不过也不一定。嘿，不管那么多了，我还是要努力去试试看，起码有一点是肯定的，如果我不去邀请他的话，那就一点机会都没有了。
没错。很多女孩子都喜欢自信有男子汉气概的男生，有的时候这一点比金钱和外表还要重要。好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
She probably has a boyfriend. Or even if she doesn't, she probably likes rich guys or tall guys. Then again, who knows? What the heck, I might as well give it my best shot.If one thing's for sure, I have no chance if I don't ask her.
To give one's best shot, 这个习惯用语是从19世纪中期开始流行的。因为 shot, 有尝试和努力的意思。我前天晚上车突然间坏了，到修车铺，修理工告诉我两天以后来取，可是我第二天还急等着用。经过百般恳求，他最后才同意。
He will give it his best shot.
最后晚上加班到九点多，终于帮我把车修好了。在下面这个例子中，一个参加世界杯足球赛的队员对比赛结果十分痛心，但是他同时又说
We have no regrets. Of course it hurts to lose, but we gave it our best shot, and you can't do more than that. This time, the other side was just too good.
这个队员说，我们无怨无悔，输了比赛心里当然很难过，但是我们已经尽了自己的全力了，这次实在是对手实力太强了。
我同意，其实不管是什么比赛，输赢都是次要。
As long as you gave it your best shot.
但是如果输了比赛，下来以后捶胸顿足，因为明知道自己本来可以做得更好的话，那才是最让人遗憾的。不久前，女儿要去参加地区性小学组的钢琴大赛，她准备了好几个月，但是比赛前还是紧张的不行。我告诉她说，输赢并不要紧。
Just give it your best shot.
弹出自己的最高水平就行了。好的，我们再来听一下上面那个例句。
We have no regrets. Of course it hurts to lose, but we gave it our best shot, and you can't do more than that. This time, the other side was just too good.
大家不要忘记，学习英语口语，首先要学会张嘴，大胆地说出口。不要顾及发音和语法的对错。
Just give it your best shot.
好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson.
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲。谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time.
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
That's the best way to learn a foreign language. You gotta give it your best shot. Try to speak as much as possible, and don't worry about your accent and grammar too much.
True. That's what I did when I was learning English. Well, I'm still learning.
Huh, you're pretty good. My Chinese was way better when I was in China, when I had to speak it every day. I miss China so much.
Oh, I bet. In today's business etiquette, we'll take you to China and introduce you to all the interesting souvenirs you can get there.
Let's check it out.
礼节美语。
公司副总裁 Jason 到上海，由 Gina 接待。
Hello, Gina. We've spoken so many times on the phone, but it's so good to finally meet you in person.
Hello, sir. Good to meet you, too.
Oh, please don't call me sir. Just call me Jason.
Okay, Jason. So how was the flight?
Pretty good. There was a bit of turbulence while we were over the Pacific Ocean, but it wasn't too bad. The worst thing was the guy behind me. He snored all through the night.
Really? But you were in first class. Nobody woke that guy up?
Jason 和 Gina 以前只在电话上沟通过。Jason 说
It's so good to finally meet you in person.
见到你本人很高兴。寒暄过后 ,Gina 问 Jason 路上是否顺利。Jason 说飞机在太平洋上空遇到气流有些颠簸。
Turbulence is spelled T-U-R-B-U-L-E-N-C-E. Turbulence.
Turbulence 是气流的意思。但最糟糕的是坐在 Jason 后面的人打了一夜呼噜。
The stewardess said it's not company policy to wake people up for any reason.
That's terrible. So you didn't get any sleep?
Not much, but that's okay. I'm a night owl anyway.
So, aside from visiting our factory and offices, are there any other things you want to accomplish while you're in China?
I'd love to squeeze in a trip to the Great Wall.
That's not a problem. We can have a company car take you there. It's only about a two-hour drive.
空服拒绝把打呼噜的人叫醒，因为
It's not company policy.
不符合公司的规定。Jason 说，反正自己是
A night owl.
夜猫子，所以问题不大。除了视察工作之外，Jason 说还想抽时间去爬长城。
I'd love to squeeze in a trip to the Great Wall.
Gina 说长城并不远，只要两个小时的车程，所以没问题。
Also, I'd like to do some shopping while I'm here.
Well, you've come to the right place. China is a shopping paradise. Name it, we've got it.
To be honest, I'm not really sure what I'm looking for. But I need gifts for my wife, kids, and I should bring something back for the senior partners of my firm as well.
I'd recommend silk for your wife, maybe a bathrobe or perhaps a shawl. Silk dresses and shirts are good too.
Yeah, that sounds good. But my wife is picky, so I'll need your help to choose the right one. It should be classy and not too flashy.
I think I know just the store to visit. Leave it to me.
除了观光以外 ，Jason 还想购物，给太太、孩子和公司合伙人买礼物。Gina 建议 Jason 给太太买丝绸制品。Jason 说太太很 picky。
Picky is spelled P-I-C-K-Y. Picky.
Picky 是挑剔的意思，衣服要典雅 classy， 不能过于招摇 flashy。Gina 说
，Leave it to me，
包在我身上。老板 Jason 第一次来中国，除了工作，他想 squeeze in a trip to the Great Wall， 抽时间去趟长城。他还需要给家人和合伙人买礼物。他说太太呢很 picky 挑剔。Gina 说 leave it to me 包在我身上，建议他买 silk dress or silk bathrobe 丝质裙子或者睡袍。
There are so many things you can get in China. When I went to China for the first time, everything seemed so exotic to me.
For example?
Oh, the hand-carved stone seals.I couldn't believe I could get a handmade piece of art for so little.
That's true. All right, let's keep listening and see what Gina is going to suggest.
礼节美语。
公司副总裁 Jason 到上海出差，由 Gina 接待。Jason 请 Gina 帮助挑礼物。
Hey, you know what might be good gifts for my business associates?Chinese antiques.
Well, we certainly have lots of antique art, statues, and carvings. But in most cases, it's not legal to take genuine antiques out of China.
Oh, I see. Well, that makes sense. You have to preserve your heritage.
But there are many reproductions of antiques for sale.
You mean fakes?
A fake is when the dealer lies and says the piece is ancient. A reproduction is legal and they can be quite beautiful. You could take home some classical Chinese statues as decorations for their offices.
Jason 想给同事买中国古董 antiques 做礼物，但是 Gina 告诉他古董不能带出中国，建议 Jason 考虑买 reproduction 复制品。Jason 以为 Gina 是指 fake假货。Gina 解释说 ,fake, 假货是商人故意欺骗顾客以假乱真，而复制品则是合法生产和出售的。
Yeah, that would look cool. Maybe some scrolls or traditional paintings.
Good idea. Scrolls with Chinese cursive calligraphy look great on an office wall. And they might even bring you luck.
You can't beat that. But what about the kids?
That's a big trick here. There are, of course, lots of counterfeit goods available like software or music, but buying them isn't recommended.
No, I don't want to buy counterfeits. Besides, my sons have loads of computer games and CDs.
Gina 建议 Jason 买中国国画或是书法作品，挂在办公室墙上很气派。但是给孩子买什么礼物呢？ Gina 说
That's a bit trickier.
这可有些麻烦。Jason 说他不愿意给儿子买盗版的软件或音乐。
Counterfeit is spelled C-O-U-N-T-E-R-F-E-I-T. Counterfeit.
Counterfeit 是盗版的意思。
Hey, I know. You could have old-style Chinese suits custom-made for them. They can go around looking like little Chinese emperors. I know a great tailor.
Ah, perfect. They'd like that for sure.Wow, Gina, you're full of great ideas. I should tell your boss to give you a raise.
But you are my boss.
Ah, right. Then I'll make a note to myself. Really, though, I can't thank you enough for all of your help.
Not at all. Just demonstrating some traditional Chinese hospitality.
Gina 突然来了灵感，说可以找裁缝给孩子量身定做中国的传统衣服。Custom made 是定做的意思，把他们打扮成中国小皇帝的样子。Jason 对 Gina 的建议非常满意，说要告诉 Gina 的老板给他涨工资。To give someone a raise 是给某人涨工资的意思。Gina 笑着提醒 Jason 说，可你就是我的老板呢，我不过是要表现一下中国人的传统好客罢了。说给生意伙伴呢，可以买 reproduction of antiques 古董复制品，而给孩子们呢，可以买 custom made old style Chinese suits， 也就是定制的中山装。Jason 觉得这些建议很好，他说 ，I can't thank you enough for all your help， 意思是十分感谢。
Yep， with a well-informed local to guide you around and give you advice on what to get for souvenirs。It's hard to go wrong.
没错。哎，你提到了一个词儿 informed。我们再来听听 learn a word， 学学这个词儿要怎么用。
Learn a word。
今天我们要学的词是
informed。Informed is spelled I-N-F-O-R-M-E-D. Informed.
Informed， 形容词，意思是知情的。
More and more restaurants are listing calories next to items on their menus to help customers make informed decisions.
越来越多的餐馆开始在菜单上注明每道菜的卡路里热量，帮助顾客在知情的情况下做出明智的决定。
Consumer Reports rated almost 2,500 hospitals for common surgical procedures, giving patients the information they need to make informed choices.
消费者报告针对近2500家医院做例行手术的治疗效果打分，为消费者提供信息，帮助他们在选择医院时做出明智选择。好的，今天我们学习的词是
informed, informed, informed.
I hate, hate to look at the calorie index on menus. All the dishes I want have high calories.
Well, it's a universal fact that anything that tastes good has a lot of calories.
I know, and once you start eating, you end up finishing the whole thing. Nobody can just stop cold when it comes to gourmet food.
I'm the same way. But you just mentioned a good idiom, stop cold. Let's check it out in today's words and idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第878讲，我是杨晨，
我是 Doug Johnson。
我星期二晚上在家烤蛋糕，参加女儿学校的义卖活动，结果材料都准备好了，电动搅拌机没用一分钟却突然罢了工，没办法，只好改电动为手动，累得我胳膊都快断了。不过这也让我想起一个习惯用语可以跟大家分享，那就是
stop cold. Cold is spelled C-O-L-D. Stop cold.
Stop cold 意思是突然停止。我烤蛋糕的时候电动搅拌机突然坏了，就可以说 it stopped cold. 再比如孩子跳舞表演，我兴致勃勃地拿着录像机打算全程录下来，谁知道啊？
The camcorder stopped cold 5 minutes into the program.
表演刚开始5分钟，摄像机就不工作了，原来是没电了。在下面这个例子里，一位公司经理被困在了电梯里，我们一起听听他的经历。
I've rarely thought about the possibility of getting stuck in an elevator, yet as I was heading up to my office on the 10th floor, the elevator stopped cold.There I was, trapped with no way to get out. Finally, after about half an hour, it started moving again. Maybe it was a sign that I should take the stairs and get some exercise.
这个人说，
我几乎从没想到自己会被困在电梯里，可刚才我上十楼去办公室，电梯中途突然停了，我被困在了电梯里面。差不多半个小时以后，电梯才又恢复工作。也许这是在暗示我应该去爬楼梯，多锻炼锻炼。
我侄子现在正处于青少年开始对异性产生朦胧意识的阶段， 他跟男同学在一起有说有笑，可是只要一有女孩子加入进来，他立刻就哑巴了。
Girls just stop him cold.
没错。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
I've rarely thought about the possibility of getting stuck in an elevator, yet as I was heading up to my office on the 10th floor, the elevator stopped cold. There I was, trapped with no way to get out. Finally, after about half an hour, it started moving again. Maybe it was a sign that I should take the stairs and get some exercise.
我这个人虽然不是追星族，但是如果真的有个大明星突然出现在我眼前呢？有一次我正在做采访，电影明星乔治·克鲁尼突然走进了演播室，我当时就晕了。
His presence stopped you cold.
没错，下面的例子中这支球队整个赛季过关斩将，我们听听队员们是怎么说的。
Many of the teams we've faced off against expected to advance to the finals, but they haven't been able to beat us. We've got some excellent players this season. That's why we've been stopping our opponents cold. If we keep it up, we'll make it to the finals.
这个队员说，
跟我们交手的很多球队都是想进决赛的强队，但谁也打败不了我们。这个赛季我们有很多优秀队员，这就是为什么对手都过不了我们这一关。照这样下去，我们一定能进决赛。
Stop cold 这个习惯用语是19世纪末出现的，因为 cold 除了寒冷以外，也有突然和彻底的意思。现在大家知道这个习惯用语的意思了，下次如果有人用到这个词儿，您一定不会感到陌生和意外。
It won't stop you cold next time you hear it.
好，我们再来听一下上面的例句。
Many of the teams we've faced off against expected to advance to the finals, but they haven't been able to beat us. We've got some excellent players this season. That's why we've been stopping our opponents cold. If we keep it up, we'll make it to the finals.
好，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是杨晨。
Washer Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位收听。
Until next time,
我们下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
So, Yanglin, I heard a rumor.
I'm going to stop your coat right there, Mike.
Okay, have it your way.
Alright, 好了同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议，或者呢想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
美语三级跳，跳到 iPhone 上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English， 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。12集精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛都在 iPhone 上等你哦。哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背的头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05-5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。 美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目开车单元的终极课程。Phil 想去拉斯维加斯玩，可是没有租到合适的车，所以他决定向自己的朋友 Tom 借敞篷车。
Winnie, if you had a nice convertible, would you lend it to a friend to go to Las Vegas?
可以借啊，不过啊，条件是要带我一起去拉斯维加斯。
Well, hello, Phil. This is certainly a surprise. What are you doing at my apartment?
Oh, no reason. I haven't seen you in a while, so I thought I would go see my very, very good friend Tom.
Really?Well, something tells me that isn't the only reason. You never come by unless you want a favor.
What? Of course not. I just came by because I like you and wanted to say hello.
Come on, Phil. You can't fool me. What do you want?
It sounds like Tom has given Phil lots of favors before.
可不是吗？ Phil 以前啊，一定经常麻烦 Tom. 这次他虽然一直和 Tom 套关系，但是 Tom 似乎有点不为所动哎。
Well, all right.I want to drive to Las Vegas this weekend. Would it be possible for me to borrow your car?
You want to borrow my car? But it's brand new. I've only made one payment.
I know, but I promise I'll be really careful.
I don't know. Las Vegas is a pretty wild place. I don't want anything to happen to my car.
看来啊 ,Tom 不愿意把车借给 Phil, 因为他的车是新买的。而且啊拉斯维加斯那种地方什么人都有。把自己的新车交给别人还真不放心呢。
Exactly. But do you know what Tom meant when he said he had only made one payment?
Tom 说的 payments 就是每个月要还的买车贷款。他说啊，自己才只还了一个月的钱。
Oh, please. I'm a really good driver. I'll return it without a scratch.
You, a good driver. You don't even know how to parallel park.
Don't worry. I won't park it on the street.I'll park it in the hotel parking lot.
People really like to party in Las Vegas. I'm worried someone who has been drinking and driving will hit my car and damage it.
Don't worry. I'll only drive during the day.
Tom 担心有人 drinking and driving, 酒后驾车会撞坏自己的车,可是却丝毫不担心车里的人 Phil 的安全。这算什么朋友啊?
Well, it's a brand new car.It probably has airbags and plenty of safety features.
那倒也是，新车啊都会配备 airbags 气囊和其他的 safety features 安全设备。不过 Professor Bowman, Tom 说 Phil 不会 parallel park, 这是什么意思啊？
The word parallel, P-A-R-A-L-L-E-L, means extending in the same direction. So.Parallel park is to park directly behind another car.
Oh, parallel 是平行的意思，所以 parallel parking 就是在街上平行停车，或者叫入库停车。Phil 不会 parallel parking, 所以他保证只把 Tom 的车停在酒店停车场。
All right, Phil, I'll lend you my car. But there are some rules.
Sure, what are they?
First, no speeding.If you get a ticket in a speed trap, I will never lend you my car again.
Of course not. I'll drive really slow.
Rule number two, no talking on your cell phone while you drive.
Of course. I promise I won't talk on my phone.
Rule number three, if you make any money gambling, you give half to me.
Well, you drive a hard bargain, but it's a deal.
Tom 最终啊还是同意借车了，不过他要求 Phil 不能超速。不能开车时打电话，而且啊，如果在赌场里赢了钱，就要分一半给他呢。
Do you think that's a good deal?
我觉得就像 Phil 说的 ，Tom drives a hard bargain， 太能讨价还价了。
But I think it's a fair deal. Let's tune in next time to learn about Phil's trip to Las Vegas.
This 次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。